It is a Saturday morning, and I have just woken up, still disappointed and incredibly frustrated from what should have been a relaxing and exciting Friday night. I should be lying here and feeling those gorgeous aches and pains that come the morning after having received a serious fucking pounding the night before. My nipples should be red raw and my pussy and ass sticky with cum. Sadly, nothing happened last night, as my husband's homecoming was called off at the last minute due to a crisis in another branch of the global company he works for. So, I gathered myself together and decided to get out of the house and head down to my local supermarket to get something for dinner. I was in the fruit and vegetable section when I ran into none other than Jason, my young neighbor. I was standing there with my little shopping basket and holding a cucumber when Jason said, "That's a big one." I smiled and moved my hand up and down the cucumber, using the pad of my thumb to circle the end, and replied, "I like them long and thick." The look on Jason's face was priceless as he checked out my tits and helped himself to sneaky glimpses of my deep cleavage, thanks to my shirt, which I conveniently didn't button up. I didn't mind him getting a good eyeful because it felt good to have some male attention, even if it was from my 18-year-old neighbor's son. He asked me what my plans were for this evening, and I explained to him about the situation regarding my husband, and I said, "My husband won't be home tonight for at least another week, so it looks like a meal for one tonight with just little old me for company." Jason looked at me. He looked nervous, even a little awkward. However, he built up the courage and asked me if I would like for him to call around this evening and keep me company. The question itself really sent my mind into overdrive, and a series of very dirty thoughts came over me. So I looked Jason in the eyes and said, "You know what, young man? That would be really lovely." His eyes lit up, and he was beaming with confidence as he leaned into me and whispered, "My favorite thing is what you are wearing on page 23. See you tonight, Kate." He turned and walked away. As soon as I got back home, I reached for a copy of the lingerie catalog and quickly turned to page 23. There I was, modeling a very sexy see-through black lace bra with a matching pair of very skimpy see-through panties, complemented with stockings and suspenders. I was also wearing a pair of mid-thigh length black leather boots. I must say, for an 18-year-old, he has excellent taste in ladies' underwear. As I stared at the picture, I wondered how many times he wanked his gorgeous, thick, throbbing cock off to me. I could feel myself wet between my legs. I couldn't resist a quick play with myself. I was able to source the lingerie from page 23 from my vast collection at home. Also, as a bonus, I had the boots from the photo shoot. I had very little else to prepare because I was already prepared for my no-show hubby. I had my hair done and a full body wax. It's his fucking loss because his 18-year-old stud is going to get the 5-star treatment. I really needed this. A toy can only do so much. I needed a cock inside me. I needed to be fucked like a filthy fucking whore. I checked myself out in the full-length mirror and saw that I had successfully brought page 23 back to life. I look so fucking good. I put a full-length black silk gown on, and after all, I didn't want to blow his mind on the front step, of the back door, So I had a few glasses of wine and was really relaxed. It was approaching 8 p.m. when I heard a knock on my back door. When I opened the door, I was presented with a very well-groomed, immaculately dressed young man. I showed him in. Jason took a seat in the kitchen. I asked him if he would like a glass of wine or a cold beer. He settled for cold beer. Then I asked him if his mother was expecting him home at a certain time. He replied with a confident voice, "She thinks I'm with friends tonight. She won't be waiting up." I put my hands on my hips and looked Jason straight in the eyes and asked him, "Jason, can I trust you? Can I rely on your complete discretion?" He replied like he was in for a job interview. "Yes, Kate, you can rely on me 100%. I slowly walked up to Jason's chair. I used the noise of my high-heeled boots on the tiled floor of the kitchen as a teasing tool. I positioned myself behind him and bent down and whispered in his left ear, "If you keep this a secret and don't brag to your friends, then we can make this a regular thing." I stood up and repositioned myself and whispered into his right ear, "Would you like this to be a regular thing, Jason?" Clutching his bottle of beer and with a nervous swallow, he said, "I would like that, Kate, and no one will ever know." I made sure he could feel my warm breath as I whispered into his right ear, "That's good to know, Jason." I slowly walked past him and stood right in front of him and said, "If you're a good boy, then I will role play for you." I slowly untied the belt of my full-length black silk dressing gown, causing it to part and fall open to reveal my womanly curves wrapped in very sexy lingerie. I continued, "I could be your nurse that will see to your every need, or I could be your school teacher who asks for you to remain after class so I can ask you privately about looking up my skirt during class. And would you like to see more? Or would you like me to be your mommy?" The word "mommy" got a reaction out of him. I let my silk gown fall off my shoulders and walked towards Jason and placed my right foot between his legs. The point of the boot was wedged in underneath his balls. I looked down on him and said, "I could be your dirty, filthy mommy. I will do anything my little darling boy asks me. You could pinch a pair of your mommy's dirty panties from her laundry basket, and I will wear them as you fuck me." I could clearly see his cock was rock hard. I could see his eyes trace their way up my boot, then to my stocking tops, which were wrapped snugly around my toned thighs, which led to my see-through panties, which showed off my hairless, moist cunt. I reached for Jason's hand and whispered, "Let's go to the bedroom." As we entered the bedroom, we were greeted with the aroma of relaxation, thanks to the many scented candles I had placed around the room. The flickering light they provided was just perfect and aided the sexual atmosphere. I looked Jason straight in the eyes, and in a very stern, authoritative voice, I said, "Take your fucking clothes off and get onto the bed." Within 10 seconds, Jason was stripped and laying on the bed like a good boy. I stood at the foot of the bed with my hand on my hips, admiring and taking in the view. And once again, his 18-year-old cock was absolutely breathtaking. I could feel my pussy tingle at the thought of that thick, long monster entering my wet, shaved slit and stretching the walls of my needy, greedy, warm, hot, sloppy, cock-melting cunt. My no-show husband had sent me a dozen red roses as some form of apology. Fuck him, as I took one of the pretty roses from the perfectly arranged display and lay down beside Jason. I gently glided the rose around Jason's neck. I could sense he was really enjoying the feeling of the silky smooth rose petal dancing across his skin. As I brought the rose down to his chest and nipples, I said in a whispered voice, "Sometimes I get lonely and would like a hug and a cuddle." I circled his nipples with a rose and continued. However, other times I want more. And by more, I mean I need something inside me. I danced the rose down his belly and very close to the head of his throbbing cock. I rotated the stem between my finger and thumb, causing the rose petals to slowly spin over the head of his very sensitive cock, and continued to describe my needs. When I need penetration, sometimes I need to be made love to, and other times I need to be fucked hard, deep and fucking hard, in my cunt, my ass, necessarily in that order. The rose petals were now coated with Jason's precum. I looked at him seductively as I brought the rose to my mouth to lick and taste his sticky man juice. The look in his eyes was one of pure sexual fire, which is exactly what I wanted. I needed to take advantage of this young 18-year-old's fired up passion, so I positioned myself so I could straddle his face. My thigh-high boots on either side of his head as he had a sneaky lick of those boots. Do you like mommy's boots? And to my joy, he replied, mm-mm, yes, mommy. His tongue was now licking my bare thigh above my fucking top. I lowered myself more, giving him no option other than using that fucking snake tongue of his to set fire to my cunt. In no time at all, between my cunt juices and Jason's saliva, my panties were molded around my swollen, throbbing pussy, lips, and cunt. I whispered down to him, pull my panties to the side and tongue fuck my pussy. But instead of pulling them to the side, he ripped them straight off in one violent maneuver. His strength heightened with his passion. It was such a fucking turn-on. I felt his tongue up and down my wet, creamy slit, like someone who hasn't drank for days. He lapped everything up. The feeling was mind-blowing. I started to rock my hips and rub my cunt on his darting tongue. The slurping noises coming from down there sent waves of pleasure right through me. I lowered myself more, forcing his tongue deeper as he explored my soaking, wet, creamy fuckhole. I forced my hips back so my throbbing clit was center stage for his hungry tongue. He sealed his lips around my fucking clit and darted his tongue out as if he was French kissing my tingle button. I grabbed the fucking headboard as I shouted, yes, 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 that's it, that's fucking it. I could feel him breathing hard out through his nose as his mouth was clamped onto me and his tongue polishing my magic fucking button. I pulled myself off his wonderful mouth and planted a deep, filthy, sloppy kiss right on his lips. I sucked on his tongue and tasted my creamy juices. I started a trail of kisses down his chest. Stopping to explore his nipples and continue down his belly. And soon reached the head of his rock, hard cock. I gently touched the head of his cock with the lip of my tongue. As I pulled away, I pulled strings of his precum from his sticky cockhead. I then wrapped his strings of arousal around my tongue and moved back up to his mouth. He accepted my tongue into his waiting mouth as he sucked himself off my tongue. I returned to his cock and circled his glistening, shiny, precum-covered cockhead with my tongue. I am so amazed at his thickness. I let my mouth get used to his size as I slowly started to go deeper and deeper. Mm, mm, mm. His cock reached my gag point. Jason could feel this, causing him to push even deeper. Which was exactly what I wanted. I took him out of my mouth and plunged back down on him. Hitting my gag limit once again. But Jason had different ideas. He put his hand on the back of my head and forced his hips up and fucked my mouth deep and hard. I was choking and slobbered all over his cock. He was fucking relentless. Even the noise of me choking and my eyeliner running due to my eyes watering with his deep thrust didn't slow him down. The feeling of him using my mouth for his own pleasure felt so dirty and degrading. I fucking loved it. Suddenly, without warning, Jason grabbed a fistful of my hair and pulled me off his cock. My mouth, face, and chin were a right fucking mess from his thick, juicy meat. Next thing I knew, I was thrown onto the bed, and Jason spread my legs really wide. He dived between my legs and started to bite and suck my inner bare thighs. My bare, bald cunt was a throbbing wet mess. It didn't stop Jason from giving my pussy another good licking. He moved up my extremely turned on body and licked my nipple through my see-through bra. My nipple was on fire. He took my bra off and clamped his mouth over my right nipple and sucked hard while whipping it with his angry tongue. Then he switched to my left nipple. Then brought his thick cock out to my tits and slapping my hard, sensitive nipples with his now steel-hard rod, smearing my tits with his pre-cum, marking me like some kind of animal. He placed his cock between my big double D's and Jason ordered me to squeeze his cock with my tits. I pushed my double D's together, and Jason started to thrust his meat between them. His swollen cock head popping out on top would be greeted with my flickering tongue. I knew he wouldn't last long, so I made eye contact with him, and I said, "I want your thick, gorgeous cock in my dripping, wet cunt now, Jason." He pulled his cock from my pre-cum-covered tits, and I turned around on all fours for Jason to take me from behind. I could feel his cock rub up and down against my ass cheeks as he positioned himself behind me. He slapped my cunt lips with his hard meat, and with each slap, he was nearly my throbbing clit. His cock scored a direct hit on my magic button, and it sent shockwaves of pleasure through me. He followed this by rubbing his cock head hard up and down my creamy slit. His hands grabbed my hips, and without warning, he wrapped his thick cock deep in my cunt. Oh. Even though his balls deep inside me, I could feel his powerful thigh muscles grinding his pleasure stick deeper into my fuck hole. Oh. The last time I had my pussy wall stretched like this was back in my teens when I was sweet and innocent. I could feel Jason letting out grunts as he pounded me, and he said,
How does this feel to have an 18-year-old cock in your fucking cunt, you teasing bitch?
Well, What could I say? It was so good. I was in heaven because this young man was using my cunt for his own pleasure. Oh, Jason, I said, you have no idea how good your cock feels inside me. Please don't stop.
He was relentless in his explosive thrusts. In fact, his thrusts were so powerful, he was pushing me up against the bed on my knees and elbows. I managed to reach and grab hold of the headboard to steady myself. And now that I wasn't moving, I could feel the pure intensity of his deep thrusts, my inner thighs soaking wet with my cunt juices. I glanced over at the full-length wall mirror, and I could see Jason's hips with machine movement as he rammed me so incredibly hard. My headboard, it was never touched the wall, but tonight it was beating the wall like a fucking drum thanks to this 8-year-old powerhouse. Jason slowed the pace down and asked me if I was serious about future role-playing.
Of course, I said. I looked over my shoulder and said, what's on your mind, baby?
As he slid his thick meat in and out of me in a beautiful paced rhythm. Jason said, would you be my mommy and wear her panties and let me fuck you on my mom's bed? My pussy was on fire with that request. I gripped his cock with my milking cunt, and I looked over my shoulder and straight into his eyes and whispered, of course I will, my darling baby boy. I will also paint my lips with your mommy's bright red lipstick so you can fuck my mouth in her bedroom, and I will leave a red ring of lipstick on the base of your thick cock. I knew by the look on his face that I was feeding his sexual fantasy. I whispered, can you keep a secret? And in his horny state, all he could do was nod yes. I whispered, your mom told me she spied on you masturbating and she loves the size of your cock. His thrust started to get powerful again. I whispered, I will use your mom's vibrator to tease that of your cock, and I will ease it into your ass as I suck your fucking cock, the same tool that your mom used on herself as she fantasized about your thick cock. He held my hips as he fucking rammed his thick meat into my throbbing, pulsating cunt. I heard squeaks from my bed I've never heard before, his thrust causing my big tits to swing violently. Both our thighs were covered in my juices, and I squirted all over his cock with every thrust. His moans became louder and louder, and with the headboard thumping the wall, he exploded inside of me as he emptied himself of his seed. It was absolutely wonderful. And he was exhausted as he lay on top of me with his cock still inside me. I could still feel his meat throb.